everyone, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog. If you're new here, welcome, and I hope you stick around. Before I get started today, I just wanted to talk about my plans for this week. Obviously, today you're getting a review and an episode, and on Friday, I know I said I was going to do just one episode and just one review week, but I'm making an exception for the Q&A episode. So Friday, I believe, is my plan. That will come out. Thank you so much to everyone who, submitted questions. I love you all so much. So just thank you, and that will be out later this week. And I think that's actually all for updates. So let's just jump right into this review. And I'm going to today's episode, I'm hoping, is going to be a little bit different because this novel that I am reviewing is so deep and there's so many ways that I feel you could interpret what happened and the ending that I kind of just want to discuss it a little bit. So I'll let you know when I'm going to discuss anything spoiler related. So that way, if you haven't read this novel yet, because it is out now, I believe, then you can go do that without me spoiling it for you. Today, I am reviewing The Origins of Iris by Beth Lewis. Thank you. To Hotter Studio and NetGalley for providing me with an arc of this novel in exchange for an honest review. All quotes are taken from The Origins of Iris by Beth Lewis. There are some content warnings: suicide, abuse, emotional and physical, sexual assault, insanity, language, homophobia, misogyny, and violence are all in this novel. And it is an adult novel, so, if you're a minor, maybe hold off on this one. I will let you know when there will be spoilers. So, overall, I rated The Origins of Iris 5 out of 5 stars. The plot, setting, characters, writing, and memorability were all 5 out of 5, and they were just perfect. There's so much to say about this heavy and realistic novel that deals with topics I feel are not really talked about in our society. And especially not in literature. The Origins of Iris is one of my favorite novels because of its ability to convey deep and heavy and horrific topics in a way that is bearable and yet truthful. The Origins of Iris was published by Hotter Studio on August 19th, 2021. It is not a part of a series and it is 336 pages. It's an adult fiction LGBTQ thriller. The book's description: author of the critically acclaimed debut The Wolf Road, Beth Lewis returns with her brand new novel, The Origins of Iris, where wild meets sliding doors. I opened my eyes, and the woman wearing my face opened hers at the same time. Iris flees New York City and her abusive wife, Claude, for the Catskill Mountains. When she was a child, Iris and her father found solace in the beauty and wilderness of the forest. Now, years later, Iris has returned for time and space to clear her head and to come to terms with the mistakes that have led her here. But what Iris doesn't expect in her journey of survival and self-discovery is to find herself, literally. Trapped in a neglected cabin deep in the mountains, Iris is grudgingly forced to come face to face with the seemingly prettier, happier, and better version of herself. Other Iris made different choices in life and love. But is she all she seems? Can she be trusted? What is she hiding? As the storm encroaches, threatening both their lives, time is running out for them to discover why they have been brought together and what it means for their futures. An important, searing novel about one woman's journey in fleeing an abusive relationship and confronting the secrets of her past. One of the things that I found really, not unique with this novel, because a lot of novels have this, but the way this novel handled it was done very well. So Lewis's characters are very flawed, all of them. because, you know, they're human. Realistically, as humans, we all have flaws. I feel like that is something that is overlooked a lot in books. And, you know, it's not really realistic. Iris, the main character, is very much flawed and has a lot of things that she has done that are awful. And yet you're inside her head for the entire time. So the novel kind of follows the journey of Iris, or Jane, to the center of her discourse, her grief, guilt, scars, past and future. So Iris is married to Claude, which is her abuser and wife. And as I mentioned, all the characters are flawed and, you know, most of them are horrible people. And that includes Iris, you know. I think specifically in YA2, which is what really sets young adult novels apart from adult novels, is that in adult you have these flawed characters, and in YA you don't really see that. So this is just a trigger warning and a spoiler. You might want to skip ahead like a couple seconds. So it is revealed that Iris rapes Claude after being abused by her for many years throughout their marriage. You know, obviously that's not an excuse. It's a big lead up to it, but that is revealed. And so obviously Iris is not an amazing person. She's a very flawed and awful character. Not awful in the way she was written, but she is like an awful person. And I think that's really important to see in literature. You know, not everyone is perfect all the time, obviously. You know, no one is really what they seem. And I think this novel really handled that really well. For a large portion of the novel, Iris is alone in the woods where she's escaped to discover happiness and, you know, what she's missing from life since meeting Claude. Because, you know, she thought Claude was the one. That's another unique thing, too, is that I've never read a novel where there's abuse in a lesbian relationship. And I think that's really important too, because a lot of the representation we have in novels is very positive in, you know, like they find their true love, it's all, you know, happiness and rainbows after. But this is a much different and realistic take, you know, because like anyone can be abusive. And so I really think that this novel is important, not just as a piece of literature, but also as an example of, we should really not just be talking about the entirety of Good Side, because books are very influential and they can move mountains. They're really important in a lot of people's lives. So I think this is really important. What I thought was really cool with Iris being stuck in the woods was how she's not a reliable narrator at all. You know, she's stuck in there and she sees herself, like literally another version of herself. Now, you can look at that and you can go, oh, she quite literally saw herself there. You know, she comes back, this is a spoiler, she comes back afterwards and her coat isn't ripped like it was when she was trying to, trigger warning, kill herself. And you can look at that and you're like, well, right there is proof. Her jacket isn't ripped. And her jacket that she brought with her was. So, but then you can also look at that and be like, well, she could have just imagined it being ripped, you know? She's also saying that she's seeing a literal version of herself, and they can't walk more than a few miles away from the cabin that they're stuck in. So, you know, you can look at either way and be like, well, maybe she's not actually seeing this, and maybe she is. And, oh, that is one of my, by the way, one of my favorite parts of this novel is that a lot of it is left up for your interpretation. The author puts it all there, and you just have to kind of figure out what you think really happened. And I think that amount of freedom in this book, while also having a strong story, is really, really nice, and I really love that. With Iris, you kind of just slowly descend into this madness, I guess, if you think she went crazy. You kind of descend into it. with her. And I think that's really cool because it's very slow and you don't really notice it happening until it's like, well, she's seeing herself. Maybe we've gone a little bit too far. But, you know, at that point, you've experienced the rest of her story. So, I don't know. I'm really torn. Whether I keep thinking about this, you know, like whether she actually did go crazy or not, because, you know, you keep thinking about it and you're like, well, but this happened. She also went back and she saw rocks moving in the shape of her father. You can look at so many different things and make an argument for either side, and I'm completely in the middle. I have no idea. You know, you can look at it and you're, I don't know. I would like to think that another version of her is out there doing better. But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe she is. I have no idea. But I thought that was really cool. Yeah, the way the novel is written just helps the reader become ingrained in the story and kind of a part of Iris, but also a spectator, which was really cool. And Claude is really complex because of her relationship with Iris. It's a typical, you know, abuse story where Iris fell in love with her, you know, saw her once at a bar and they started talking and everything was fine for a little bit. And then, you know, Claude's true side started to come out. Like I said earlier, you know, it was really interesting to me and really important to me. When I read this, I'm like, yeah, this is a side. It really sucks that abuse is a thing in any relationship. This is a side that we need to see because you're going to have young and naive readers reading young adult, and your literature is very influential. And I think it's very important that there is an example of a darker side in relationships. So I think that was really, really important. But Claude is so complex, it's crazy. That's the thing, too, is that all of the characters are. Iris is very complex because you don't really know what's actually going on, so you can't really judge the events. You know, you can't really, because you're in her head, so, and she's blocking these things from herself. You know, she's trying to not remember them and trying to get away from them. That's why she's trying to escape. So you don't have the whole story the entire time. And you think you do, but you don't. And you discover that at the end, you know, when you figure out stuff about Iris and you're like, that's not good. But I really, really liked the complexity and the uniqueness to this novel. I thought that was really awesome. And in the way the novel was written, I know I've talked quite a bit about how The Origins of Iris talks about issues like abuse within lesbian marriages. And I have never read a book before or even seen a show or movie where this topic is discussed. And it's a very real issue. And this novel handles it really well. So that was really amazing to me how well Beth Lewis handled this. In terms of the actual formatting of the writing, the novel flashes back and forth between before and after. So before being before she goes into the woods and her and Claude's relationship has kind of tanked. And then there's after, which is kind of present day for her. But Iris's world is very heavy and dark, and it's full of pain and abuse, grief and guilt. And the atmosphere of this novel is super heavy. I mean, like, super. So do not read this novel unless you want to be sad. I read this book at the beach, and the beach is now a sad place. So that's fun. but it really just, it kind of sucks you into this black hole. And I think that was really cool because it brings the situation to life. And I've talked about this before where, like, I can't see anything when I'm reading. So it was really nice that I was kind of just, like, sucked into it. I had no way to get out, just like Iris. Like I said, it was super heavy, but it was really, like, it was a nice heavy, you know what I mean? Like, who, when you read a sad book and you read it on purpose because it's sad, it's kind of like that. What really, for me, makes this novel a masterpiece, and I'm saying masterpiece because, honestly, I don't know what book reward there is, but, you know, it should win some rewards because this novel is amazing. Its openness is what really, really hits me, and I love it. You know, I've never read a book before where like, everything is kind of, you kind of can interpret it how you want. Like, the author is kind of leading you in the center of two sides, and it could go either way. It could swing either way, and I loved that so much. You know, I've never read a novel before like it, so it was really unique, at least to me. So the ending, I gotta say, killed me, and also was so intriguing that I literally have been thinking about this. I mean, I even made a TikTok about this. I literally cannot get the ending out of my head because it's just kind of left open for the reader to interpret Iris's future. And I really think that was a great decision on the author's part because this is spoiler, so skip ahead. Iris escapes the woods and she's like, was any of that real at all? because, you know, the cabin ended up collapsing on her and she was knocked out. And, you know, next thing she knows, she's like being recovered. It's very interesting to me because she goes home and she's kind of like found herself. She cut her hair, or maybe the other Iris cut her hair. We don't know. And her friend, whose name I forget at this point, comes to see her and is like, what happened? You know, because he was kind of coaxing her to come forward and like, you know, I'm here for you kind of thing. And then she's like, this is trigger warning. I raped her. You know, I raped Claude. And he's like, I don't know what you want me to say. That is awful because no one deserves that. No one does. Claude had abused Iris for a long time. But, you know, no one deserves that. And I think, like I said earlier, you know, Iris is a very complex character and so is Claude. And then you have the other Iris, who's also very complex. So there's a lot of complexity that is also leaving you up for interpretation. But anyways, she goes and she lives with her friend for a little while after, you know, she comes back from the woods. And she's finally deciding, you know, do I want to move on with my life or do I want to go see Claude and talk to her? And me, I don't know, I personally was like, please don't go back to Claude. Please don't. And at the end of the novel, she's at this train station, I believe, I forget to go where, but to go somewhere. That's what train stations do. And she's standing there, you know, she sees Claude on one side waiting for her because she said, come and meet you and I'll talk with you. And she sees the train on the other side. And the novel, I'm pretty sure, literally just ends with her walking forward and there's nothing after that. She just walks forward. Let me see if I can find the line. But it kills me. Because I'm on, oh, that's really cool. I can just decide what I think happened after, whatever suits what I want to happen. And then on the other hand, I'm like, tell me what happened, please. Here, I'll read a little bit. So this is a quote from the book. This could be subject to change, by the way, because I don't have a final copy. I have an e-arc. So let me find, where should I start? Inside the cafe, my wife waits to make amends. On the train, my life waited to begin afresh. I stood between two worlds, again. I wondered what choice another me was making right now. Would she go to Claude or to the train? Would she regret going for the rest of her life? Would she regret not going more? I took a step, faltered. In that moment, as if sensing me, Claude looked up, out the window, through the throng of people, and found me. Her smile brightened. Her face broke into a smile, and she lifted her hand to wave. Here I am, she said. I'm here for you. An announcement came over the PA. My train had started boarding. How could I ever be sure of making the right decision? How could I turn my back on one life in favor of another? I thought of Iris, the version of me who had a whole different set of regrets, even though she had made the right choices and I knew the answer. There was no right choice, no right life, only the one we choose for ourselves. My father said I had to be brave enough to live the life I wanted, and not the one everyone expected of me. He told me not to make his mistakes, and I wouldn't. I knew which life and which love I wanted, but I had to be brave. I took a deep breath, gripped the handle of my suitcase, and started walking. So that's literally the end of the book. And that's straight up where it ends. And I hate it and I love it because, like I said, I am a very tell me what to do type of person and I'll get it done. So I like knowing what happens. But also, the way it is left open is also beautiful to me, where, you know, you can, whatever, wherever you come from, whatever you would choose, you can kind of choose that for Iris. I just think that's really special, and that's really amazing. It bothers me so much, but I also love it. I cannot talk enough about this novel. Literally, if any of you have read it, please reach out to me because I would love to talk to you about this novel. It is amazing. And, you know, that goes for any book. If you've read any of the books I reviewed or, you know, you go on my Goodreads and you see which ones I've read and you want to talk to me about them, please do. You can DM me on Twitter or TikTok. Or you can even email me. Like, I don't care. Please reach out because I would love to talk to you about it. I'll even set up a Zoom, okay? Please reach out to me if you want to talk to me about a book because I would love to do that. Because, you know, I love reading and I love talking about the books I read. So just keep that in mind. But like I was saying before I went down a whole line of crazy, it's really, really cool how this book was written, and I loved it. So, the plot, so, like I said, it's, the origins of Iris is obviously a very heavy novel, and the journey through this heaviness is fairly paced. I definitely see how the novel could appear slow to some, because, you know, Iris is alone for most of the after chapters, you know, until she finds herself, but is it really herself? We don't really know. But it's kind of, you're stuck in one person's head. There's not really a lot of characters or factors besides the main character. So I can see how it can be boring, but if you give it a little weight, I promise you it gets so much better. And like I said, Iris ventures into the woods where she used to come with her father, who she had a very difficult relationship with. So not only is she trying to deal with her and Claude's relationship and her guilt over her father's death, trigger warning suicide, she's also trying to find herself because she feels like she lost who she truly was when she got into a relationship with Claude. I mean, this isn't really a spoiler because of the book's description, but spoiler just in case. In the process, you know, of being in the woods and trying to survive, she literally finds herself like a different version of her, just with different regrets and different ways that their lives went. And I honestly felt this was an interesting twist because I forget, you know, I'll read the book's description to see if I want to read the book, and then I'll completely forget about it, and I'm left blind. So, it's, like I said, it's sort of left up to the reader to interpret. Did Iris's interactions with the other Iris really occur, or was it just a spiral into insanity? We don't know, but it's up to you, and I really like that. This story is just one big journey to Iris's true self, and finding her true self, it involves going back and looking at her trauma and her past and her guilt and all the awful things she has done. This book is just beautiful in a really awful way. There's so many things that are so messed up with the characters and so messed up with how they live and what happens to them. But the way it is conveyed is beautiful because it's so human, if that makes sense. I don't know whether I'm making sense, but I hope I am. But yeah, I firmly believe that The Origins of Iris is a novel everyone should read. It's twisted and dark and horrifying, and it's a prime example of the atrocities that humans commit every single day. But it's also beautiful in the way that it shows our faults, and yet we're still human. So I really, really love this novel, and I really think a lot of you would too. It is really amazing and just full of such great things. It's crazy to me how fast I read this novel. But I think that is going to be the end of my review of The Origins of Iris by Beth Lewis. It was a crazy and beautiful and horrifying read all at the same time, but I really highly recommend it. It's crazy, but it's amazing. And with that, I think I'm done talking about this novel. My voice hurts and I'm tired, but it was really good. Just a quick little question that you can answer on Twitter or underneath the YouTube video version of this episode. What do you think another version of yourself is doing right now? I would like to think that I am just lounging around rewatching Stranger Things and Outer Banks and listening to the new ABBA music while eating double fudge brownie, Eddie's ice cream, and, you know, living my best life. I really hope other Maya is doing great right now, because we're struggling over here, but I think that is it for this review of The Origins of Iris by Beth Lewis. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, TikTok, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, even just reach out to me, which please do. You can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, which I don't really know how to do, but that's fine, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading, and make sure you look out for the Q&A episode. I'm so excited to answer your questions.